All right, everyone. So let me introduce our next speaker, my fellow DevRoom co-organizing, actually company's co-founder, Tatiana Dadasheva, who will be talking about some of the interesting projects between hardware, software, and AI. So take it away, Tatiana.
Thank you. So this is actually an AI application talk, which we're not technically allowed in this dev room. So since it's applied to AI plumbing, I guess it works. So if anybody wants to do, then use the same life hack next time, you're welcome. So I'm going to talk about lowering the barrier of entrance in different kind of hardware development. And if you ask how low, actually, I'd say as low as it gets, because I'm not even an engineer. So I'm even worse, I'm CEO of a hardware company, and if anybody asks me, have I ever designed hardware, the answer is no. So how do I do that? Well, in this particular case, and for the purpose of this discussion, I'll talk about how to use AI to be helpful to your company when you know nothing. And what I do know how to manage people, I do know how to kind of know when somebody's bullshitting me, and I wanted to use it all in AI. And I'm absolutely not here to produce the best code ever or be the smartest person in the room, I'm usually just for the result. So what does it mean? It means that I use Cloud Code and absolutely should switch to open alternatives. But again, for me, the model doesn't matter. I usually don't even pay attention which one Claude chooses. I'm not writing code myself, so it's not about being a copilot. And again, safety matters. So like, especially if you're not a like, professional engineer, don't allow Claude mess up your stuff. And I did start it to kind of motivate people in my company to use more AI. But then again, like I figured out that there are so many ways that how people use AI. So here are some questions that I suggest people to ask themselves. So are you using just one instance of AI? And since we are, like as we discussed today, in the edge of open claw, I guess you should think twice if you're using only one. Do you give the AI tasks like that are bigger than junior developer can handle? I know people who ask AI to just create a core and validate it and do the whole design. I don't believe in that. You should absolutely not do that. Again, personal opinion, but really strongly hold. And I suggest like you think about these questions, not going to focus on each one of them. But AI is good for lots of things, but not for everything. So what do they do in my company? So I think one of the good first examples is we got this novel AI accelerator card. And when I say novel, I mean there was no documentation and I didn't even have the source code. And engineers in the company were trying to figure out like what's there, how to use it, does it even work? Then they have been trying to understand it all for a few weeks. And they were not even sure if it works. And with Cloud Code, in about 3 hours, I made it work. And again, some ideas of how to use it is ask it to run just about every model you can. And then you can make conclusions. It's like, what work, what don't, what is the difference? You can't really ask that of a human being. Like, they would think about the structures and this and that. And again, you can throw a lot of things and ask it to compare, to experiment. It's basically, we call it software archaeology now. So when you have something you don't understand, but you want to make it work. So that's one example of some Claude MD files. Another one, so we're doing a lot of open source efforts. And since, again, all the engineers in the company are actually doing useful stuff, and I want an open source core to be nice and people be able to use it. So one of the ideas was let's make it FPGA-able. So how do we do that? I got the cheapest FPGAs I could. So this, for example, was Icebreaker. It costs like $80. I've got a few others. So my knowledge of FPGA actually is very limited. It's limited to 1 hour talk I've heard at the RISC-V summit. And I've been able to port a couple of cores that are open already and well documented. And again, by comparing and contrasting, asking AI to basically figure out how to do it for the next one that I happen to have. So that's another application. By the way, I'm not the only one doing all of this. So this is our friend who basically tweeted recently about exactly the same. So while some people are afraid to use AI, others are asking them to figure out a path in pretty complicated tasks. So why and how does it work? Well, actually, like I'll quickly jump to this one. It's basically asking to find a solution, experimenting a lot, comparing things, and treating everything as a system. So there are lots of tools that appear. Actually, I didn't find any open source ones. But there are lots of tools that allow you to kind of throw documentation, the white papers, whatever you have, data sheets at an AI assistant-like tool, and program the system. So if your system is open and it's a system on a chip, you can do very similar things. So again, if you know any open ones, that's another really interesting way to work with it all. But again, I'm not touching platform blocks. There would be other people talking about it. But if you have enough platform blocks, AI is a really good way to kind of recombine them, experiment with them, and basically allows people who have never done hardware development start doing that. Thank you.